The first day of school begins on time today in Seattle Public Schools after its teachers union approved a new contract in a last-minute vote last night. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
About 1,800 teachers cast their votes in the Seattle Education Association general membership meeting at Benaroya Hall. Because members voted first by voice, then by standing, union president Jonathan Knapp didn't offer an estimate of the split, but called it
a strong vote of support for the bargaining team and for the work that they did and for a good, fair contract that is going to help educators be able to do the work they need to do to educate Seattle's children.
Although teachers ratified the two-year contract, many after the vote expressed concerns about the compromises within. Allison Cohen teaches English language learners at John Muir Elementary School. She voted to approve the contract. Cohen says she was glad to get a raise, 2% this school year, 2.5% next year. And she was okay with a 30-minute longer workday for elementary school teachers like her because she says teachers already put in at least that much extra planning time. But Cohen doesn't like that students' standardized test scores will still be part of teacher evaluations.
I'd say that is the part I disagreed with the most. Why should we have an extra measure on the student growth that the rest of the state doesn't have? We just need to move away from just looking at testing to evaluate how students are growing and how they're learning. I don't think it's very accurate.
Another big issue for many teachers was the number of specialists the district will hire, like physical therapists and school psychologists. Dorothy Jacobson is a first grade teacher at Salmon Bay K-8 School. She voted no on the contract.
This is my 22nd year as a regular classroom teacher, and I've just seen how hard the specialists work, the occupational therapists and the speech and language specialists, and there aren't enough of them in the buildings to serve my students again and again, year after year. So that was the big sticking point for me.
The district's teaching assistants and office workers approved their respective contracts last night as well. In a written statement, Seattle Public Schools Superintendent Jose Banda thanked everyone involved in the negotiations for their hard work and dedication. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.